Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. This morning, we welcome from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast, Judy Leach and Dr. William Miller. Going to be addressing the refrigeration issue yesterday in Ukiah, as well as plans for distribution of the vaccine in Mendocino County. So good morning to you both. And again, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you, as always, for having us on your show. So I wanted to just share with you an important story about how we are helping to distribute the vaccine during this time when, as many of you have probably heard, California is facing a challenge distributing the vaccine. California has received around 1.5 million doses of the vaccine, but only 35% of those have actually been administered. And there's a whole host of logistical challenges and perhaps bureaucratic ones that have vexed the state of California in terms of getting this vaccine distributed. And one of those started affecting nursing homes, and in particular, our nursing home here on the coast, Sherwood Oaks. The state of California, for whatever reason, decided that the distribution of vaccines to nursing homes would be done through commercial pharmacy companies like CVS and Walgreens and those places. And they normally don't do that. They normally are not distributors of large volumes of vaccines. Obviously, they get the flu shot at their stores. So that actually ended up breaking down. That logistical chain broke down. And it became increasingly concerning for Sherwood Oaks because they weren't getting the vaccine for their staff, and it was unclear when they would get vaccinated. So once again, Dr. Cottle, their medical director, and I had conversations, and with the help of Dr. Besant Parker, our chief medical officer, we worked together and were able to get an approval from the county to give and vaccinate Sherwood Oaks staff with some of our allotment. As you know from previous conversations, all of these vaccine doses are very carefully controlled. And so we got permission, and we did vaccinate all 58 of the Sherwood Oaks staff, and I think that's a real success story. So that's how we're helping to get the vaccine distributed to our community.
All right, and Doctor, also, I know we're going to be dealing with this. Judy Leach is there, and to talk about the compressor that stopped working on a freezer yesterday at Adventist Health in Ukiah Valley. It had Moderna COVID vaccine in it, so the decision was made, let's inject all the doses regardless of the state guidelines. It seems things worked out pretty well, Judy, as far as the distribution is concerned.
They did. This was really the work of people that understand the importance of the vaccine, how to administer it, an incident command center that was called and steps put into preparation quite rapidly to make it all happen. Here's how it all went down yesterday. About 11:30, we were all in a meeting together, at which time a pharmacist came in who was doing their routine quality checks on our equipment. This is why always having quality checks is an important part of our process. So they noticed that the refrigeration was not as it should be because a compressor had failed within the refrigerator. So just to be really clear, this was a mechanical failure that happened. Great news was the command center immediately went into action, took all the right steps. We notified public health. We notified county. And within 2 hours, all 830 of those vaccines were administered. They were done so safely. Not a single vaccine was wasted through that process. First thing we did was we contacted, just as you just heard Dr. Miller talk about how we're supporting the nursing home here at the coast. Inland, we contacted nursing homes and senior living centers so that they could have the vaccine available to their patients and to their staff as well. And then stood up 4 command centers within the Ukiah area. The only reason we couldn't take that out to a broader area was because time was of the essence. Those vaccines needed to be dispensed by 2 o'clock yesterday. So really great orchestration between the county, the hospital, public health, et cetera, to make all of that happen. And again, as a result, 830 people got the vaccine yesterday, which is a great testimony that the vaccine can be distributed safely and rapidly.
Now, as far as the compressor and the freezer is concerned, are things back to normal there?
They are. That issue was addressed immediately. It was a mechanical issue. And so, yes, again, why we have our ongoing safety checks. And so really grateful for fast acting that took place.
Now, does this affect distribution in the near future to the coast, or were these vaccines pretty much designed to be inoculated inland?
These will not at all impact access to vaccines on the coast.
All right. All right. Well, that's great to hear. And then I assume all these people who were vaccinated yesterday, 2 or 3 weeks from now, they get the second dose, and then they're set as they possibly can be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we'll follow all the CDC guidelines and the work that's being done here in the county to do that safely and appropriately. Dr. Miller has really been taking the lead on how we're doing that here on the coast with our staff, having done several vaccine clinics for our staff here already. So we look forward to having access to continue that process on the coast.
Yes, that process included, for example, Mendocino Coast Clinic, which received their own allotment of the vaccine, but we were able to help actually administer it to their staff who came over to our hospital and got the shots. We also were able to administer the vaccine to a couple of our private practice physician offices in the community, Dr. Sandy Brown and Dr. Jeff Berenson's practice. Those physicians were vaccinated. And so we've been trying to really get this vaccine out as quickly as possible. As you know, as I've said, it's very tightly controlled. We don't have as much latitude as we'd like. Maybe that's a good thing on a national level, but who we can give this vaccine at this early stage is very tightly controlled by state guidelines, and every single dose has to be accounted for. There's an internet computer-based reporting system where we have to actually log in every single dose, who got it, how they met the criteria, etc. So it's very tightly controlled. Unfortunately, and I'll just give my own personal opinion, while I think that level of control is important, I also think that sometimes in California we create levels of bureaucracy that actually sometimes are counterproductive, and I personally think that that's playing a role in why only 35% of the 1.5 million doses have been administered thus far. Because it is so tightly controlled, and maybe that's necessary. I'm very glad I'm not in a position to have to make those kinds of high-level decisions, because it's a tough thing to decide, but I think that's part of the logistical challenge that we're facing. So anyway, we're going to keep you all very informed through this radio call every Tuesday and the Miller Report and through other mechanisms, because we do anticipate that at some point in the future, we're going to be getting vaccines for the general community. And I don't know yet how that's going to be given, whether that will be through the hospital or through the clinics, or will the county be setting up a vaccination clinic that's run by the county out here. We don't know yet. There's a lot of conversation around that. I'm in conversation with Dr. Corin, who's our county health officer, about what that's going to look like. But we don't know yet. As you probably know, Gavin Newsom just asked for $300 million from the state to be used specifically to facilitate that vaccine distribution. And so I'm sure that there will be a lot of, once again, constraints on how that money is used, and that will probably impact how ultimately we distribute the vaccine. And once again, I don't know whether we at the hospital will be helping with that. We're certainly standing ready to do so. If called upon, we absolutely will help, but I don't know yet. But I do know that it is coming.
All right. Well, Dr. Miller, Judy Leach, thanks very much for keeping us up to date with specifics about what is going on with the COVID-19 vaccine. We really appreciate it. And of course, if you ever need any extra time, just let us know, and you will be on the air, not just on a Tuesday. Thanks to both of you very much.
You're very welcome.
Rogalski here from the Coast.